Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Richard Lepsinger is the title on the book Flexible Leadership, also the new book Closing the Execution Gap, and that's available wherever books are sold, isn't it, Rick?
Right, and online as well, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
And give us that website, again, your website again, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
All right, so check it out. Rick, and by the way, folks, you can find the body of work that Rick has deposited with us over the years since he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 4 years. Hey, Rick, we're talking about the matrix, this idea of a matrix instead of an org chart. At least that's my term, instead of an org chart. And the idea that a matrix, folks, is three-dimensional, meaning it's dynamic, meaning it moves. It not only moves. It's like a, you know, like the king, or maybe I should say the queen in a chessboard. It can move any, you know, in any direction, and so it moves forward, back, left, right, up, down. That's the way a lot of people operate inside of a small business organization. But now that we've got this matrix, we understand how it works. We recognize that we're actually already doing this. How do we, and maybe it's working okay, but how do we make sure that it continues to hit on all cylinders? And therefore, in my opinion, Rick, how do we avoid the politics?
Yeah, and I think that is the key challenge, because even though you put things in place to encourage people to cooperate and collaborate, you're still going to have disagreements about what should happen, when it should happen, or how it should happen. And people actually do need certain skills to be able to work through problems, to resolve differences, and to gain people's support for their ideas. So there's a training component or a skill component that's also very important to making a matrix work.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us about how that works.
Well, again, even if we have shared goals, there'll still be different priorities, or people have different perspectives on what they should do differently. So you will have conflicts. And I think the important thing to remember is that a conflict is not good or bad in and of itself. And a lot of people like to avoid conflicts and, you know, just sort of harmonize and smooth things over. But conflicts aren't necessarily negative. It's the outcome of a conflict that's either good or bad. So what you're trying to do is enable people to resolve a difference in a productive and constructive way, rather than having it escalate into, you know, a real problem or a real fight,
like,
or avoid it.
Like when you've got sales goals for the sales folks, and then you got cash flow goals for the accounts receivable folks, and the collections folks, the credit folks.
Yeah.
You know, when you got sales service people with one motivation, sales people with a different motivation. When you got different managers. I mean, all this.
Yeah.
You really, before you establish policy, before you establish goals and objectives for the people in this matrix, in my opinion, you know, there's one center, and I'm gonna say it again. There's one center core of an effective matrix, and that's inhabited by the customer.
And again, it's not to pick on the sales force, but it's not, so just to use it as an example, because you could find examples in any of the functions. But in this case, it wouldn't be unusual for the sales folks to make a promise to a customer that the production people might not be able to meet.
They would never do that, Rick. They would never do that. You know better than that.
Right. No, not intentionally. Right? But to make their target at the end of the quarter.
Yeah.
And again, their idea is to service the customer and do what's right for the customer, but they promised a little custom piece or a little added value.
Well, but the thing is in defense of the salesperson, you know, that's what the customer needed. And they're just trying to make the customer happy. The other people, maybe the reason they're having a problem is they're being a little too rigid. You know, and this is where the matrix drops in, right? Because the some decision maker from behind them in the matrix comes forward and settles it all down.
But and that's also where the people who are involved need the skills to be able to work through these issues and not see it as, look what you just did to me or the problem you caused me, but rather how can we figure out a way to make this happen? And maybe even how could it would have been great if you would actually involve me in that decision. So before you made the promise to the customer, if you had just said to me, how can we make this happen? Because I really think we can get the work if we're able to give them X and Y. So make it more of a collaborative piece rather than doing it and then saying, now, okay, you guys figure out and how to make that happen.
I got to wrap it up, Rick. Great job telling us, explaining how, in a great way, how small business owners work in the matrix. Folks, think about that and check out Rick's book, Closing the Execution Gap. It's there. Thank you, Rick, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.